Good morning. Our learning today again is sponsored by Ilui Nishmas Simcha Ben Avraham, Mr. Simon Wenger, Zichrono Levracha. We've been studying the Chovos Halavavos, Cheshbon HaNefesh, and within it, a person has to go ahead and realize that on the one hand, it's important to have a Cheshbon HaNefesh in order to be able to serve Hashem, and not just to know what the steps are to serve Hashem. So in this next section, the Chovos HaLevavos tells us that we need to consider for ourselves the fact that we have an obligation to be miyachid, to unify. Now, the Chovos HaLevavos identifies that this is going to be a two-part process, because quite honestly, he spends the first piece of his entire book, not just the section of Cheshbon HaNefesh, talking about Yichud HaLev of Yichud Hashem. There's a certain understanding that there's an Achdus Hashem. And then at the same time, there's a concept called Yichud HaMaaseh, that everything I do for Hashem. But let's start with the first one, at least for today. Within the concept of Yichud HaHashem, there is an aspect wherein we have to understand that there's no other God except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at the same time, there's no way to put a picture onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because quite honestly, we have an obligation to know that we can't put a picture. A picture is a visual description of something that's limitless. So if we draw God, we've by definition drawn something incomplete. And a person has to understand that there's something that you can't put into finite terms when we talk about Hashem. And if that's the case, that raises the ever popular question, well, what about all the names of Hashem? The answer is no. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, the description of the names of Hashem, they're just descriptions of different aspects of His powers. Yichud Hashem is the understanding that we take all of those different names that we try to use, and we unite them into something much, much bigger. That is Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's Din, there's Rachamim, yes, but they are all one and of the same. And we have an obligation to understand v'halachta b'drachav, that we're also supposed to be beyond and expansive. But the answer is, acharei Hashem teilechu doesn't tell us that we're supposed to be Hashem. We have a responsibility to follow the actions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows. In fact, if I recall correctly, Rav Matisyahu Salomon, he should have refuah shleima, pointed out that he once heard from Rav Elia Lapian, who pointed out that we refer to Hashem as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we refer to Him as Ribono Shel Olam. When and where are the differences? Says Rav Elia to Rav Matisyahu, a person needs to understand something. Let's say you knew a very good, solid, rich doctor. Do you go in to see him, to go talk to him about your medical malady and say to him, I heard you're rich, so can you help me go look at my problem with my arm? Similarly, when you're going to look at trying to get a donation from the same individual, you don't walk in the door and say, well, I heard you're a decent doctor and fix broken arms well, can you donate to my yeshiva? Each situation requires us to relate to the doctor based on the term and the basis for our connection. Well, says Rav Elia Lapian, we do the same thing with the Ribono Shel Olam. Yes, we recognize the praises of Hashem. Sometimes He is HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so when we turn around and we offer a bracha v'hatzlacha, blessing, to somebody, we utilize the shame HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the aspect of Hashem that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes we talk to the fact that He is Melech Malchei Amlachim, or that He is the one who runs the world. That is the understanding when we might use the name Ribono Shel Olam. We need to know the descriptions, and we have to understand that there are many descriptions, but we just frankly can't know or be Hashem in totality, hence the basis for all those descriptions. When we talk about being Meshubet to Hashem, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ribon HaOlam Kulo and Adon Kol HaOlamos. God controls everything, and He is the master of everything. And for all of those things, we go ahead and we do what we do, L'shem Hashem, for the purposes of this overarching, overwhelming being who controls it all. Therefore, when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and we are miyached the Shem Hashem on the whole world, we need to understand that we're doing our mitzvos, we're living our lives, because that is what He wanted for us. If we keep this in mind, we will be working on yet another fundamental of our lives. Have a great day and a wonderful Shabbos.